the dramatic, and erratic. People with personality disorders in the dramatic and erratic grouping are hard not to notice. This group includes antisocial personality disorder, BPD, histrionic personality disorder, and narcissistic personality disorder. People with these disorders draw attention to themselves either by extreme seductiveness, hostile aggression, excessive emotionality, shocking violation of rules, or self-aggrandizing behavior, all of which they typically exhibit without thinking. These individuals exhibit striking self-centeredness and have difficulty grasping how other people feel. Although BPD belongs in this grouping of personality disorders, we don't describe it here because we cover it in much greater detail in the section, The 9 Symptoms of BPD. Antisocial Personality Disorder. Antisocial personality disorder afflicts about 2% of the general population, with men significantly outnumbering women. However, if you go to a prison, you may find that as many as 50 to 80% of the inmates have this disorder. You don't want to run into someone with this disorder in a back alley, but if you do, run. People with antisocial personality disorder have little regard for other people, their rights, or their feelings. They blatantly break society's rules and frequently end up in jail. Many of them act with extreme violence with no remorse for their actions or compassion for their victims. On the other hand, some people with antisocial personality disorder aren't particularly aggressive, but they may derive a sadistic sense of pleasure from conning other people. A small percentage of these people even manage to become CEOs of major corporations, but they do so through exploitation and manipulation. Paradoxically, they often exude charm and charisma. Typical symptoms of antisocial personality disorder include the following characteristics. For more about how this disorder can be confused with BPD, especially in men, see the Gender in the Diagnosis of BPD section of this chapter. Irresponsible. Deceitful. Dishonest. Impulsive. Aggressive. Irritable. Indifferent. Guiltless. People with antisocial personality disorder care more about maintaining their power and image than being in close, long-term relationships. At first, they may shower you with affection, but they leave the relationship the moment they feel bored or when you no longer serve their purpose. The antisocial personality disorder is what has prompted so many people to run background checks after meeting new potential employees, clients, or even dates. Histrionic personality disorder. Although only about 2% of the general population has histrionic personality disorder, you may think the percentage should be higher because you rarely forget people with this disorder. They seek attention like rising Hollywood stars. Some common characteristics of people with histrionic personality disorder include the following: uneasiness when they're not receiving attention, excessive emphasis on physical appearance, extremely dramatic or provocative dress, sexually seductive behavior, exaggerated show of emotions, speaking style that attempts to impress but lacks substance, feelings of neediness, dependency, and helplessness, shallow and rapidly changing emotions. People with histrionic personality disorder are experts at flattery and flirtation, so people often find them quite interesting and attractive in the beginning, but over time, their self-centeredness wears thin, and their shallowness reveals itself. Narcissistic personality disorder. Narcissistic personality disorder afflicts about 1% of the general population. People with narcissistic personality disorder, like those with histrionic personality disorder, crave attention. However, people with narcissistic personality disorder feel unusually self-important and entitled to special treatment from everyone else. They come off as arrogant and haughty. Common characteristics of people with narcissistic personality disorder include consumed with self-importance, absorbed in their specialness, without empathy, exploitive, competitive, envious. People with narcissistic personality disorder treat others more like an audience than as real people. They fantasize that they have special talents or will achieve great fame or fortune. We bet you can think of someone you know who has a similar problem. The anxious and fearful. This group of personality disorders is primarily characterized by anxiety, fear, shyness, withdrawal, and over-concern for the opinions of others. These people avoid harm at all costs and are unusually averse to taking risks. This group includes avoidant personality disorder, dependent personality disorder, and obsessive-compulsive personality disorder. Avoidant personality disorder. At one time, researchers considered avoidant personality disorder to be somewhat uncommon, but at the time of this book's writing, studies suggest that as much as 2 to 5% of the population may have this disorder. These people feel inadequate, shy, and fearful of negative opinions from others. They withdraw from people, not because they lack interest in relationships, as is the case with schizoid personality disorder, which we discuss in the section The Odd and the Eccentric, but because they're afraid of rejection and criticism. Their fears cause them to appear socially awkward and inhibited. They get involved with someone only when they feel almost certain that this someone will accept them. They're passive and lack the ability to be assertive. People with this disorder usually work in occupations that require little interpersonal skill, and thus often achieve less than they may have done without the disorder. Dependent personality disorder. Dependent personality disorder occurs in less than 1% of the general population. People with this disorder see themselves as helpless and in need of others' care. They're submissive and clingy, as well as desperate for approval. They have a hard time making decisions and ask for excessive advice from others. They avoid taking on responsibilities and, instead, try to get others to carry their responsibilities for them. They may be vulnerable to exploitation or abuse by others because they're so unassertive and unable to stand up for themselves. People with dependent personality disorder tend to underachieve, a quality they share with people who have avoidant personality disorder. However, their failure is a result of a lack of initiative and feelings of inadequacy, rather than avoidance of interpersonal contact. As you can imagine, the excessive neediness expressed by people with this disorder can wear down their friends and acquaintances. Technical stuff. When someone doesn't fit the categories. Like trying to fit round pegs into square holes, people don't always fit cleanly into one personality disorder or another. Sometimes a person has two symptoms of BPD, two symptoms of narcissistic personality disorder, and one strong symptom of histrionic personality disorder. Such a person doesn't fit neatly into any of these three personality disorders, yet he most likely demonstrates chronic difficulties with the handling of emotions, interpersonal relationships, and/or work. This person may also act without considering consequences. Someone who demonstrates these symptoms certainly shows the general signs of a personality disorder, but he doesn't belong in any specific category. Mental health professionals have come up with one solution for this dilemma. It's called Personality Disorder Not Otherwise Specified, NOS. Professionals use this diagnosis whenever a person's symptoms are mixed and simply don't meet the criteria for a specific personality disorder, such as BPD, histrionic personality disorder, or antisocial personality disorder. In fact, personality disorder NOS is the most frequently used diagnosis in the personality disorder category because a very large number of people's issues aren't easily categorized. This chapter describes all the personality disorder diagnoses that our profession has officially accepted at the time of this writing. However, experts continue to study other personality disorders that may eventually become formally recognized. These diagnoses include the following: depressive personality disorder, characterized by a chronic, gloomy, brooding, pessimistic outlook; passive-aggressive personality disorder, characterized by passive resistance to demands, sullenness, and harsh criticism, especially of authority figures; sadistic personality disorder, characterized by cruelty to others, intimidation, and amused interest in violence. Don't be surprised when you hear professionals discussing other personality disorder diagnoses. The way that mental health professionals view diagnoses evolves over time. Obsessive-compulsive personality disorder. Obsessive-compulsive personality disorder, OCPD, afflicts perhaps 2% of the general population. People with OCPD are orderly, inflexible, and extremely detail-oriented. They usually follow the rules excessively. Most people with OCPD have a high devotion to their work. They also tend to overwork, partly because they think they're the only ones who can do their jobs well enough, and partly because of their excessive drive and perfectionism. They dwell on details to an extent that most people simply can't imagine. They organize their work and lives ad nauseum. People with OCPD live frugally to a fault. Even when people with OCPD take on a hobby or other interest, they sap the fun out of it by scrutinizing and studying all the ins and outs of the activity. For example, an OCPD person may decide to travel to a foreign country for recreation. Instead of relaxing and carrying out normal preparations, however, a person with OCPD may spend months reading every imaginable travel guide, learn the history and culture of the destination, master the language of the destination, fill the trip with an exhausting schedule of museums and historical landmarks. Of course, some of those activities can enrich an adventure, but someone with OCPD doesn't like to spend much time at the beach reading novels for pleasure or taking mid-afternoon naps. In other words, goals and useful activities supersede enjoyment and relaxation. Technical stuff. Although they have similar names, obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, isn't the same thing as OCPD. A particularly striking difference is that most people with OCD feel great distress from the effects of their disorder. People with OCPD, on the other hand, usually believe that the way they live their lives is the right, correct way for them to live, and they don't want to change anything about themselves. Tip: for information about OCD, see the anxiety section later in this chapter. When you ask people with OCPD whether their lives satisfy them, most of them tell you that they feel content with their lives. The following story about Paul depicts a day in the life of someone with OCPD. Paul begins each day precisely at 5:15 a.m. His shower routine takes exactly 9 minutes. He dresses by 5:45 a.m. on the dot. For breakfast, he always eats oatmeal for his cholesterol, 1/4 cup of prunes for regularity, 1/3 cup of non-fat milk, and a single cup of black coffee. He reviews his schedule book for the day and heads to his office by 6:15 a.m. He's always the first to arrive at 6:55 a.m. He enjoys the quiet time before the other employees arrive at 8 a.m. He reviews his schedule a second time and prioritizes each task that lies ahead. Paul logs on to his computer and checks his retirement funds at 7:30 a.m. and again in the late afternoon. Each Friday, he gives himself a treat by completing an online financial checkup. He's pleased to see that all three online retirement analyzers indicate a 98% chance of his being able to live in his current lifestyle until the age of 105 or longer. Paul's secretary arrives at 8 a.m. She smiles and greets him. Paul simply nods and, without looking at her, says, I looked over the letter I asked you to write yesterday, and I have 17 changes. I want you to make them and run it by me again. She rolls her eyes, but knows that he won't notice, because he rarely looks at her. She's worked for him for 12 years and has almost never seen him smile. As far as she knows, he has no real life, family, or friends outside work. Although you may view Paul as miserable and miserly, he has no complaints about his life. He has no desire for change and doesn't seem to notice his emotional impoverishment. However, a mental health professional can accurately diagnose Paul with OCPD. Emotional disorders that accompany BPD. You can compare the difference between a personality disorder, BPD, for example, and other types of acute emotional disorders to the difference between climate and weather. Climate refers to general patterns of weather that are fairly predictable over long periods of time. Weather refers to what is happening at any given moment in terms of temperature, wind, rain, and humidity. For example, Florida's climate is mild with an enduring pattern of sunshine and warm temperatures. But Florida's weather changes from sunny to occasional thunderstorms and hurricanes. Like climate, personality disorders endure over long periods of time. In contrast, the acute emotional disorders, such as anxiety and depression, are more like weather, thunderstorms and hurricanes, in that they typically manifest in more intense and often shorter bursts than personality disorders. People with personality disorders exhibit long-standing patterns of behavior that interfere with their lives. However, they also often have emotional disorders that roll in like thunderstorms. The following sections briefly describe the emotional disorders that most often occur with BPD, or that people sometimes mistake for BPD. Tip: you may wonder why we devote so much time to diagnoses that sometimes accompany or can be confused with BPD. Consider this scenario. If you get malaria, you want your doctor to treat malaria, not the bubonic plague. But if you have the bizarre misfortune of coming down with both of these maladies, you want your doctor to treat both of them. Technical stuff. The difference between acute emotional disorders and personality disorders isn't quite as clear and distinct as the analogy to weather and climate. For instance, some people experience anxiety and depression for many years, if not their entire lives, especially if they never seek treatment. Professionals disagree whether personality disorders and other emotional disorders are actually separate entities. Anxiety. Almost everyone experiences a little anxiety from time to time. Anxiety is a sense of uneasiness, distress, worry, or apprehension. Some people feel anxiety in their bodies, stomach tightness, or difficulty catching one's breath, for example. Others wake up in the middle of the night with worries running through their heads, and still others avoid going places that arouse anxious feelings. Anxiety becomes a disorder only when it significantly interferes with someone's quality of life or health. Tip: if you want more information about common anxiety disorders, we recommend you read our book, Overcoming Anxiety for Dummies, Wiley. There you can find details about the diagnoses as well as sound advice on how to treat them. Fortunately, treatment for anxiety disorders is typically quite successful. The most common types of anxiety disorders are generalized anxiety disorder, GAD. This disorder is characterized by an almost constant state of worry and tension that doesn't go away. The worries are generally excessive and exaggerated. Social phobia. This disorder centers on fears of public scrutiny and evaluation by others. People with this disorder avoid socializing, public speaking, attending parties, and answering questions posed by instructors. Panic disorder. People with panic disorder have intense episodes of overwhelming fear, usually accompanied by physical symptoms such as shortness of breath, racing heartbeats, and sweating. Many people report that their panic attacks make them feel like they're about to die. In fact, people sometimes confuse panic attacks with heart attacks. Warning. If you experience a sharp panic attack, especially if it's accompanied by chest pain or shortness of breath, you need to see a physician who can help you determine whether your symptoms are related to panic or another physical problem, such as a heart attack. Call 911 immediately. After being evaluated, you and your doctor can work on how to deal with and evaluate future attacks. Agoraphobia. This disorder frequently, but not always, accompanies panic disorders. Agoraphobia involves an irrationally intense fear of being trapped and unable to escape from crowds, theaters, or groups of any kind. People with this disorder often constrict their activities to the point that they become housebound. Specific phobias. Phobias involve exaggerated fears of specific objects, situations, or animals. The fear causes people to avoid these dreaded things to such a degree that their lives are restricted, somewhat like those with agoraphobia. Common phobias include an intense fear of heights, snakes, spiders, airplanes, insects, and lightning. Post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. PTSD often occurs following a life-threatening or horrifying event. This disorder involves unwanted memories or flashbacks, avoidance of reminders or memories of the event, and the feeling of being stirred up and constantly on guard. Traumatic events that may lead to PTSD include car accidents, war, and violent crimes, whether you're a witness or a victim. Many people with BPD have histories of trauma, so some professionals propose that BPD is a complex form of PTSD. However, most people who experience trauma don't develop BPD, and some people with BPD don't have extensive histories of abuse or trauma. Thus, most professionals believe that abuse and trauma can contribute to the problems associated with BPD, but that they aren't direct causes. Warning. If you or someone you care about has symptoms of PTSD, consider seeking professional help. It's a treatable condition, but it may never go away if you don't seek help. Obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD. This complex disorder involves either obsessions or compulsions, or perhaps both. Obsessions are unwanted thoughts, images, or urges that are repetitive and disturbing. An example of an obsession is having intense worries about germs or contamination. Compulsions, on the other hand, are actions that you take to reduce the fears associated with obsessions. Thus, people with germ obsessions may wash their hands over and over again, an example of a compulsion, to reduce their worries about germs. Tip: OCD is a fascinating, yet highly disturbing and serious disorder. To learn more, read our book, Obsessive Compulsive Disorder for Dummies, Wiley. Mood disorders. Moods are emotional states that, in general, feel either good or bad. Most people's moods relate to what's currently going on in their lives. So you're probably in a good mood when you're engaged in pleasant activities, such as sailing or eating ice cream. On the other hand, you may be in a bad mood when you see your life savings go up in smoke because of falling stock prices. However, moods sometimes take on a life of their own. Mood disorders are characterized by emotions that run out of control and dominate a person's life. Remember, you can treat mood disorders by using a variety of methods, including specific psychotherapies, medications, lifestyle changes, exercise, and even light therapy in some cases. Although mood disorders come in a variety of types, the main two types are depression and bipolar disorder, which we cover in the next sections. Depression. Depression is the disorder that is characterized by low moods, lack of pleasure, loss of interests, appetite changes, sleep disturbances, low self-esteem, poor concentration, and often thoughts of suicide. Depression varies in severity, but it's always serious. Dysthymia is a somewhat milder form of depression. Dysthymia also involves low moods, but it doesn't have as many of the symptoms of depression. Dysthymia tends to be more chronic than regular depression. Warning: if you or someone you know has experienced significant symptoms of depression for more than a week or two, consider seeking professional help, especially if the symptoms include thoughts of suicide. Bipolar disorder. Fluctuating moods characterize bipolar disorder. Everyone's moods go up and down sometimes. However, sufferers of bipolar disorder experience mood swings that occasionally rise beyond normal good moods. These episodes are called either mania or hypomania, depending on the severity of the episode. Mania is considered more severe. During a manic phase, the world of someone with bipolar disorder becomes too good. Manic phases typically involve the following symptoms: racing thoughts, inflated, grandiose self-esteem, poor judgment, decreased need for sleep, rapid speech, irritability, high but unfocused energy, risky, impulsive behaviors, high distractibility. Most, but not all, people with bipolar disorder also experience phases of depression that can range from mild to severe. The moods of people with bipolar disorder seem to have lives of their own and go up and down independently of what's going on in the lives of the sufferers. Remember that fluctuating moods is also a symptom of BPD, but the moods of people with BPD are usually triggered by positive or negative events. Most people who run through the highs and lows of bipolar disorder require some type of medication in addition to psychotherapy to help gain control of their mood swings. Technical stuff. Over the past couple of decades, the diagnosis of bipolar disorder has become more and more common. Interestingly, a number of the symptoms of bipolar disorder significantly overlap with symptoms of BPD. In our practice, we have observed that some people who are diagnosed with bipolar disorder actually seem to fit better with a diagnosis of BPD. However, distinguishing between these two disorders may be less important than focusing on treating a person's specific symptoms. Tip: for a lot more information about mood disorders and their treatment, read our book, Depression for Dummies, Wiley, or Bipolar Disorder for Dummies, by Candida Fink and Joe Cranack, Wiley. Other emotional disorders. People with BPD often act impulsively, abuse alcohol or drugs, and occasionally lose touch with reality. The following three disorders share some of these symptoms with BPD, but these disorders are considered separate disorders and require separate and specific treatment. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, begins in childhood and is characterized by the following symptoms: poor focus, forgetfulness, lack of organization, distractibility, fidgetiness, impulsivity. These symptoms cause problems in school, at work, and in relationships. People with BPD may also have ADHD, but not necessarily. Even though people with BPD tend to be impulsive, they may not show the other critical signs of ADHD. Substance abuse. Substance abuse involves frequent overuse of drugs, alcohol, or prescription medications that results in problems at work, problems with relationships, legal difficulties, or dangerous behaviors. People with BPD frequently have substance abuse problems. However, not everyone with BPD abuses substances. Diagnosing and addressing substance abuse is very important when someone with BPD shows any signs of this problem. Gender in the diagnosis of BPD. More women than men receive a diagnosis of BPD. Professionals disagree on why this trend exists. One possible reason that more women receive a diagnosis of BPD than men is that women seek help for their problems from mental health providers more readily and more often than men do. Gender differences in BPD diagnosis may also occur because mental health professionals, family members, the legal community, and society at large don't view behaviors in men and women in the same way. For example, people interpret violence and aggression differently when the perpetrator is a man rather than a woman. The following two stories about Randy and Tammy illustrate this issue. Randy finishes his fifth beer at the Mountain Brewery and demands a final beer with a chaser for the road. The bartender says, "Randy, I think you've had enough. I'm turning off the tap. How about a soda?" Randy throws his car keys across the bar, barely missing another patron. He exclaims, "I'm not driving. Give me another round." The bartender says, "Let me call you a cab. I can't serve you anymore." Randy starts yelling and pushing the bartender. Several patrons dial 911 immediately. Police arrive and arrest Randy. Randy's behavior lands him in jail. In contrast, Tammy's story shows you how the same behavior from a woman can evoke a completely different reaction and outcome. Tammy finishes her fifth beer at the Mountain Brewery and demands a final beer with a chaser for the road. The bartender says, "Tammy, I think you've had enough. I'm turning off the tap. How about a soda?" Tammy throws her car keys across the bar, barely missing another patron. She exclaims, "I'm not driving. Give me another round." The bartender says, "Let me call you a cab. I can't serve you anymore." Tammy starts yelling and pushing the bartender. Several patrons go up to Tammy, and one man puts his arm around her shoulders. He says, "Tammy, let me take you home. The bartender has to follow the rules or he'll be fired. You can have another beer at home." Tammy and Randy both had too much to drink. They acted aggressively and over the top. However, people usually find aggressive behavior in men more threatening than in women. Tammy and Randy demonstrate identical symptoms, rage and substance abuse, that frequently occur in people who have BPD. However, when a mental health professional sees both of them, he may diagnose Tammy with BPD while diagnosing Randy with antisocial personality disorder. See the Other Personality Disorders section for more on this disorder. The two diagnoses do have some overlapping symptoms. However, a diagnosis of antisocial personality disorder involves behavior that is more outrageous and out of line with society's norms than a diagnosis of BPD. People typically interpret aggressive behavior on the part of a woman as less serious because it doesn't seem as threatening to others as aggressive behavior from a man. Psychosis. In this chapter section, The 9 Symptoms of BPD, we note that one symptom of BPD is occasional loss of contact with reality. People with BPD sometimes hear voices that aren't really there, experience beliefs that others are out to get them, or have strong feelings of detachment or unrealness. People who are diagnosed with psychosis have similar experiences, but their episodes usually last longer and involve a more serious loss of contact with reality. Warning. Loss of touch with reality, including hearing or seeing things that aren't there, inability to speak or think logically, and extreme paranoia, are signs of a serious disorder. These symptoms require prompt medical attention.